Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The baby boomer generation moving into retirement is not only causing personnel issues for many companies, but also a concern for their boards. With so many qualified people retiring, our next guest says it's important for boards to be prepared and plan ahead. Madeline McGee is president of Together SC, based in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Madeline, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, tell us about your organization, Together SC.
Well, this is the very first interview with Together SC, though it's not a new organization, and you know I've been here before. In March, South Carolina Association of Nonprofit Organizations, affectionately known as SCANPO, rebranded. It was our 20th anniversary, and we felt that a new name, new brand, new vision, new mission was needed to carry us forward.
And so Together SC is what popped out of the branding kettle.
Exactly. I wish it had been that quick. We actually went through a fairly long process with a lot of help from the folks at Blackbaud in Charleston, their marketing team. Part of what we realized when we sat down with our board is that while we are now nearly 800 members, almost 200 of those members are not operating nonprofits. They are our business partners, our government partners, academic departments at academic institutions, grant makers. And so focusing on the word nonprofit in that segment of our membership didn't seem to make as much sense. So instead, what we focus on is the entire team and the fact that we are all allies for good.
And this issue that I mentioned in my introduction about
the transition and baby boomers leaving.
Right. So many people retiring, affecting not only the companies themselves, but their boards and nonprofits, I'm assuming, as well. This is something you're experiencing.
We are. And we're seeing the change in the senior leadership. Mac Bennett, who's been with the United Way here in town for many years, has recently announced his retirement, as has Ted Hendry with the Greenville United Way. I'd say probably two or three a month of our senior leaders in the sector are stepping down, the professional leaders. And we're seeing the transition in the boardroom as well. So what ends up happening is you may have a baby boomer ED with a Gen X board. And then suddenly that baby boomer retires, as in the case of one of our members. And the gentleman who replaced the longtime serving executive was 28 years old, and the executive had been running the organization for 28 years. So now you've got the millennial working with the Gen X board and replacing a baby boomer. So lots of generational, cultural learning to get along with one another.
Some might say that's a good thing.
I think it is. I am passionate about the millennials and their passion for our work. Certainly, they're a larger segment than the Gen Xers, but they also seem to be really wanting to get engaged in the nonprofit sector, both as board members and as professionals.
And so how does a board prepare and plan ahead for these changes?
Well, you know, it's interesting because for so many years we have said, what's your biggest challenge? And everyone says succession planning. But then when we say, what are you doing about succession planning? And the answer is often, I don't know. And we think that there's a real opportunity for boards, even with a well-established executive who may not be leaving for several years, to think about this, in part because the best candidate is often an internal candidate. But that internal candidate may need a cultivation and training and as much recruitment as an external candidate. We know regardless, many of the people coming into these positions are serving as an executive director for the first time. And it's a big difference being the one person at the top as opposed to being on the staff. We are seeing a number of board members coming over and stepping into that executive director role. So we've got a couple of resources available for your listeners that I'd love to tell them about.
Please do.
First off, next week, we will be in Greenville, where we are doing our first Greenville Board Leadership Summit. We started these in Charleston a year ago, and they are for the executives and the volunteer board members, particularly the board chairs, the governance committee chairs, the treasurers. And we're doing it in conjunction with Furman. And then we're down in Charleston in May for board members. And then if you've got a new executive director, we've got a training that we're doing in Columbia called Carolina Leadership Seminars for new EDs and emerging leaders. So I think the thing to know is don't wait and get caught unprepared. Think about it, plan ahead, and get the training for your constituents, both the board and the professionals.
Madeline, thank you so much for visiting our studio again today.
Thank you, Mike.
Madeline McGee is president of Together SC, based in Columbia. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.